your NHRA Pro Stock winner. It sounds really weird because I thought he retired, Jed Coughlin, back in the Freak Nation. So much for retirement, you happy bastard.
Well, you know, some things just don't last forever, I guess is what you say, right? So now it was a series of circumstances that led to me returning back to NHRA Pro Stock Racing. And, you know, I'd stepped away from the wheel at the end of 2020. Troy Jr. Hopped in and has just filled in unbelievably well and enjoyed kind of living life through him, so to speak. But, you know, fast forward a couple of years, we had a transition in the business at Jegs, and that allowed allowed me to maybe consider doing something that I really love again and doing it at this level. So, you know, here we are. Things came together at the end of last year when I drove Erica's new car at Las Vegas and Pomona. And, you know, it felt really good. And the folks at Skag were great to work with in those two races and elected to extend our partnership through 2024. So excited to be back behind the wheel full time. And I got to tell you, it feels good to win. Let's talk about it.
Let's do talk about it. Your first win since 2020. And if I'm correct, is this right? Your first ever four wide win was this weekend.
Yeah, the four wides, it's been good to me. I've had some pretty good runs here. As you can see, I'm in my bedroom and my motor coach here at the racetrack, so that's lovely. But now we've, it was four wide has been fun to race. I enjoy it. You know, I've made probably 20,000 runs or more in my lifetime, and less than 100 plus in the four wide situation. So it's definitely new, still even to myself, that's made tons of runs. But yes, first win, was able to win the mission race yesterday in qualifying on Saturday, and turn around and have another great day today.
Wow. Jed Coughlin Jr., winner of the Pro Stock category, NHRA Las Vegas 4-wide. Jed, all the bracket racing you've been doing must have worked, because you left half the field in the starting lights most of the time you went down the track.
Well, damn it. I've always been guilty of saying that bracket racing is the toughest racing there is, period. And I don't say that tongue in cheek. I mean, it really is great. And I've spent the last couple of years doing some bracket racing with my wife, Samantha, my little daughter, Carly, who's just turned 9 in January. And, you know, we've hit a lot of races together as a family, and we've had some great successes in the last couple of years. So all has been good on the front. We're just, you know, excited now to be back on the NHRA Tour and racing in Pro Stock. So it's great to see these familiar faces here.
Maybe I shouldn't ask you this, but you dropped something on the table there that your role at Jegs has changed a little bit. Can you talk about that, or is that something that's just between you and your brothers?
No. No, we had a transition in the business. We sold to a private equity group, Greenbrier Capital, at the end of 2021. I stepped out of the seat at the end of 2020 with none of that in our windshield going into 21. And we ended up making a transition of our family business at the end of 21. And, you know, I was able to kind of work with the new group a little bit through 2022 and a little bit more here recently. So that's been fun. You know, the brand Jegs is still first in my heart and without question, and donned very proudly on our Skag Pro Stock Hot Rod. So
wait a minute, guys. You're telling us that there's no Jegs in Jegs anymore?
Well, we're still there. We've do have some ownership as a family. We didn't sell 100% of it. Not that the details are needed, but and we've got a couple of board seats. I'm living through my son, Jeggy Jeg 3, who's on the board there at Jegs, and also my oldest brother, John. So fingers certainly been on the pulse, and looking to continue to build that, you know, 64 plus year heritage that our father, Jake Sr., started and grow it in a great way. We want to certainly see it plateau over the $1 billion mark here in the years to come.
Well, Jed Coughlin, your winner from Las Vegas 4-wides, flying those NHRA Jeg Skag colors here in the Freak Nation. And again, 24 years ago, you and your buddy Woody were in the Freak Nation. Thank goodness there was not video at the time, because we were, listen, I was drunk just smelling your breath. I'm joking. Daisy. I'm joking. I know. Listen, you were just high on winning. I get it. Understand that.
Yeah, we were. We were definitely that.
Do the parties get any different now at your age versus 24 years ago?
Yeah, I think you kind of turn in a little earlier nowadays. I'm one of those souls that I'm the last one to go to a party, but if I go, I'm the last one to leave. So it's just one of those situations. And you know, this weekend was one of those scenarios. We really had I had some friends in from Scottsdale that drove up after they joined us at the Phoenix race, and we did it pretty right for some folks of our maturity, and you know, the ultimate closer was right here at the four wide.
Coughlin, look, I'm the father of a 10-year-old. You're the father of a 9-year-old. Yes. Alcohol. Listen, there's cobwebs in my alcohol cabinet right now, because dealing with a 9 and 10-year-old come the next morning, that's a pain.
I understand. You know, it's but we blew all those cobwebs out tonight. I can promise you, it's all good. I got to tell the Freak Nation, we've missed being a part of the shows over the last couple of years. Always enjoyed, working with you guys. You've always been a lot of fun, and obviously always had that just little edge to just put us over the top. So that's always been great.
You've got the mojo now. Yeah. So here we go, 2024. All Pro right. Stock Field is on notice.
Well, I guess we're hooked now, right? Yeah, is that boy. What it is?
Yep.
Nah, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, again, we've got great equipment, a great brain trust and crew chiefs and engineers on the team. We've got some big threats under our own awnings, without question. Yeah. You know, between myself and Erica and Aaron Stanfield, Troy Jr., Jerry Don Tucker, who got his first number one qualifier this weekend and finished second in the four wide. So, and let's not count out the Quadra family. They're a part of our program too. And so we've got 8 really good cars week in and week out, and that's a lot going on. So we're going to butt heads a lot. And, but the bottom line is you stick to your own lane and run your race.
Jeg Coughlin here in the Freak Nation, about to go catch a big old flight back east, buddy. It's fantastic to see you back here in the Freak Nation. Looking forward to more this year, partner.
Thank you, guys. It's great seeing you. And obviously hope the audience enjoyed tonight. You guys got a hell of a following, and I'm one of them, by the way.
Aww.
Jaggy, thank you, buddy.
See y'all.
Drag racing's better when Jaggy's in there, Statman.
There are certain people that drag racing is legitimate if they're there, and Jeg is one of those people. It's, wow. I know that. They better get used to him being there, too. If he starts to win again, everybody's going to be looking at that Jeg sign on the back of that black and yellow car.